to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. Hi, I'm your host, Skylar James, and
I'm your co-host, Abby Boatwright.
And welcome to the first, the inaugural Sky's the Limit. Woo-hoo. Everyone cheered.
The crowd was wild.
A brand new program on CFRC here, hosted by me, Skylar, and my co-host, Abby. Sort of, if you've tuned in Wednesdays at 6 before, you'll know that I do a show during the summer called Trail Mix where I play summer music. And this year I got into doing a bunch of themed shows depending on the actual weather of that week. And so Sky's the Limit is basically Trail Mix's child, I would say, where every week, depending on the weather or the time of year, me and Abby are going to sort of give you a different theme of music. We're going to explore genres. We're going to explore themes. We're going to explore micro genres
and eras
Eras of music. I don't know. And it's going to be a great time. So you can tune in and you can find anything on Sky's the Limit because
sky's the limit.
Oh, look at us go. And so today, to introduce everyone, we are going to do a summer pop episode because summer isn't over until I say it is.
It was so sunny today too. I was thinking about that all day of it's like the perfect like summer sunny day for September. Yeah.
So for the next hour, we're going to pretend that school didn't start yesterday and I wasn't sweating in class in an air-conditioned building today. And we're going to pretend that it's summer because that is one of my favorite things to do. So to start off, I mean, classic summer track here. We have Goodbye Stranger by Supertramp.
I was up before the dawn. But I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way. Like a slave without a chain, just the thought of those sweet ladies as a chip out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few. Just as well. You can laugh at my behavior, that'll never
you know what's lying underneath. Judgment shows I'm not deceiving, and you chose how you want to see. Wash out the hue, might make it better. They'll look cool on anyone but
there with You Wore It Better, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a new track from Nemesis there off of her upcoming album. Fun fact, Nemesis is doing a little tiny like concert in Toronto next Thursday. I saw the post about it like the day after, and by the time I saw the post about it, it was already sold out.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good though.
I can't have anything.
But yay, sold out.
Yay, sold out. It's, it was like, for you. She titled it like Concert to Prove My Label Wrong or something. Cause Nemesis, she's from Palestine. She is in Toronto, based in Toronto. And, her label, she got signed last year, made a post about Palestine. It has always been very pro-Palestine. 3 days after she got signed, she got dropped by her label.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 days after she got signed. And so she's releasing this new record completely independent, oh. Which I think, I mean, that's, I think that's completely like, I mean, hats off to her. And she completely sold out. I think it is Massey Hall in Toronto. It's either Massey, no, it's the Opera House. Mm. I lied. It's the Opera House. But yeah, I don't know. That's it. That's my chat about Nemesis.
That's good.
Yeah, that's my chat about Nemesis. This next song is another one of my choice as I continue to yap. A single released by one of my favorite bands ever this summer, not off of an upcoming album, just a single about how she feels right now, which honestly, I vibe with. I like that. Hey, don't tie it to an album. Just how you feel right now. And it's the perfect summer song. Yeah. I will say, it is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, and that's all I have to say about that. This is The Japanese House with Smiley Face.
Could be anyone, and we've been staying up too late.
Crow, Soak Up the Sun.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Certified classic. Sheryl Crow there. What a track.
I know. I feel like it was a good one for today. I was thinking about this one when we're out in the sun watching everyone walk to class and from class and to wherever they're going. But I feel like that song in particular, just the overall vibe, as we were kind of discussing, feels like a summer teen movie where you have like a montage where they're trying to fix everything for the end of the movie.
Oh,
to
get montage. 100%.
To get the problem solved or get the gang back together.
Get the gang back together.
But that particular Sheryl Crow in general got to be on the summer playlist. Anecdote is I have a friend who told me that he worked all summer with a boss who would only play Sheryl Crow every time they were doing anything, anywhere they were going. So now that always makes me think of Sheryl Crow and the summer.
Can I ask what this job was?
It was like in labor and farming. And so, doing manual labor to Sheryl Crow.
Hard manual labor, legitimately in the sun. And Sheryl Crow's like, I'm going to soak up the sun. I'm going to tell everyone. Just to lighten
up.
Just to lighten up.
Summer, man. Lighten up.
Sheryl, that's one of those songs where it's like, oh, like certified summer classic. Like everyone's listening to it. Hey, no one knows what she's talking about.
What is going on? Yeah.
What is she talking about? She's going to go to her communist friends.
That's just the beginning.
That's
just the start of the song.
Oh, it literally
then you go on a whole
is
adventure.
The whole summer montage. You gotta get the gang back together for one last hurrah at the end of summer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Continuing on with sunny songs, this song is just the most wonderful to me. From a newer Canadian artist, she's just been releasing singles. And this song in particular is so like radio hit summer core to me. And I don't know how she doesn't have more listeners. I've been obsessed with this single ever since she released it. Billy Ann here with Crush.
I wanna bathe in you. I want a simple distraction. Who's got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute? Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling over. Be my muse, be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning lessons. Deja vu, be that one exception. Nothing to lose. So come on and we can be more than a fantasy. Candy sweet, rush into my cheek like a strawberry. So be my baby. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, candy sweet. Rush into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and we can be more than a crush.
You'll be more than a first to me. Baby, you come first to me. And it's all I can do here. Just to read too deep into the songs you said to me. I'm not the one mentally, but I'm down for taking chances.
Come on and we can be more than a crush. So make me love.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in, but I don't wanna fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. I tell myself, tell myself, tell myself, draw the line. And I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain, 'cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, tell myself, tell myself, draw the line. And I do, but once in a while I trip up and across the line. I think of you.
Song. Thank you, Katy Perry, for that track in particular. I absolutely love it.
Me too. I actually remember hearing that for the first time, like summer 2019, when it was everywhere. I remember going to Canada's Wonderland that year, and I'm pretty sure it played like 10 times at Canada's Wonderland, but I was here for it. Well, that's the way these songs stick in your brain, right? Just to a time of year and a memory. Yeah, that one. That one indeed.
Yeah,
but
that
I remember going, who is this? And then people went, this is Katy Perry.
Perry.
And I said, wow, what's she up to these days in 2019?
This.
Yeah.
I don't like, okay, so my summer show, Trail Mix, the reason why I started it is because I used to make these summer playlists when I was younger and in high school. And these summer playlists were very curated and very beloved by my friends around me. Mm. They were like, you have a very good taste in summer music. And I remember that song was on my summer 2019 playlist. And my summer playlist, I would just like listen to that over and over and over. So I've probably listened to Never Really Over like close to, if not over 100 times in my life. Like, I love that song so much. Katie, I don't know what you're doing with your new music. We're not even going to get into that. But this single in particular, wow.
Well, I think it's cool too, because when we were putting the playlist together and we were talking about like, what are some things that we want to put on this sort of end of summer, things that you might not have played on Trail Mix or haven't for a while and et cetera. But we both had like summer memories with this song, even though we didn't know each other or anything. Yeah. So that was great.
Yeah. Speaking of summer memories with this song, Abby, pop quiz. What summer was it this summer?
I believe it was Brat summer.
Ding, 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 ding. Brat summer, ladies and gentlemen and others. I've been waiting for Charlie to have this forever. I've been a Charlie XCX fan, I think, since like 2013, 2014. And I've been waiting for her to have this moment. I thought it was going to happen with her Crash album that she released in 2022. Didn't happen. Brat is undeniably her best work. Also, some of her more experimental work. And I'm very surprised that this is the album that got big for Charlie in such a mainstream way. But honestly, it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. It just makes sense. And I think that's what sort of the sound that culture is craving at the moment.
Trending in all the best ways, right? Like getting radio play, but then turned into a TikTok trend. So you get that exposure to people who wouldn't hear the radio play. Yeah. So you're right. Like, it's her kind of big moment. It's Brat Summer.
Exactly. And I have this sort of, you can call it a joke, you can call it a running gag, whatever, where something will come out, a single, an album, whatever. And then the week that it comes out or the week after it comes out, I'll play like my favorite track or like, you know, a track that I think people will like off that album. Like 80% of the time when I do that, it's that track that gets big.
Oh, really?
And what track do you want to guess I played first from Brat the week after it came out?
I got to guess Apple.
Correct. Another point for Abby. I was just like, guys, this is my favorite track. And then like a month later, Apple was everywhere. You couldn't escape it this summer.
You've got the trend forecast. I just remembered what we were talking about the other day too, of it's fun that you played this after the Katy Perry, because we were I mentioned that Brat Summer will be like a trivia question one day because 100%. Of how big it's been. So it's perfect that it gets to play this summer on the show.
It's not summer 2024. It's Brat Summer. So one of my favorite songs off of Brat and the song you couldn't escape all summer. We're bringing it back. Charlie XCX here with Apple.
I guess the apple could turn yellow or green. All that's lost, the different nuances to you and
body sink back of my mind, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on Trail Mix. Hey, what's up? You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. The more I switch show names, the more my autopilot gets confused in my brain. When will I say you're listening to the intersection of folk and hyperpop? I might.
Yeah, it's going to become an amalgamation of all of them.
Exactly. Speaking of folk and hyperpop, that is a song that sort of carried over from hyperpop for me into the summer. Body Sync, an electronic sort of trio, Canadian. They're featuring Ryan Hemsworth, Giraffage, and Daisy. And I don't know, I just am absolutely obsessed with that single. To me, that's like sitting by the pool, nice little drink in your hand, people are swimming, and I just am absolutely obsessed with it.
It's a good song. I'd never heard it before, but I like it.
It's a great track. Body Sync has been putting out great singles all year. If you haven't heard them before, and if you like that track, go check them out. We were talking about Brat, but another one of my favorite albums that was released this summer is Remy Wolf's new album. I introduced you to Remy Wolf, and I have been absolutely loving this album. I've liked Remy's albums before, but this album in particular, I think, is her strongest, and she just keeps getting better.
I agree. Yeah. I appreciate you showing me. I really like this album as well.
Yeah, it's a great album. It's front to back hits, and Remy's just an incredible artist and an incredible vocalist. One of my favorite tracks that I've yet to play on the radio. Remy Wolf here with Soup.
Together now.
for short, doesn't matter at all. That is off of Ren for Short's May EP she released this year. The EP is titled Clean Hands, Dirty Water. Absolutely loved that EP from Ren for Short. I think the second track, Buried Alive, must have gone viral on TikTok or something because it's apparently very popular.
I haven't heard that one, but like the Buried Alive that you just mentioned, but the song we just you just played, I hadn't heard it before you put it on the playlist, but I hope this will make sense to you. As you listeners will learn, I'm not the most versed in newer pop music, but this hopefully will make sense. That sounds like the summer of Heartstopper.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a song that could have been on the Heartstopper soundtrack. Like,
and
that
it might be in the new season.
Vibe of summer pop. Yeah. So I think it fits nicely as a summer song.
Yeah, because Ren for Short, I think she had a song on the Disney Channel movie Clouds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty popular. She's Canadian, but she's popular in sort of like the tween TikTok scene, not more like the mainstream radio scene. So, yeah, I don't know. Speaking of Canadian and speaking of not popular but should be popular, let's talk about Tiny Horse.
I love Tiny Horse.
Tiny Horse, I love you. We went to their album release show for this album, First Rodeo, that they just put out. And it was one of my favorite shows I went to this year. It was fabulous. We got attacked by a bubble machine.
Yeah, and we were all sparkly. I had a sparkly cowboy hat on.
You did. And Tiny Horse loved your sparkly cowboy
hat. Yes, I ran into the lead singer in the bathroom, and they were like, I turned to them and said, do you think it's enough glitter? Because I was covered in sparkly things. And they said, yeah, you're good. You're set. Good. You're one up in me right now.
We're set. They're doing the rounds around Kingston right now. Everyone's obsessed with this album. But honestly, their music is of such high quality that I feel like they should be way more popular than they are.
So help us disseminate Tiny Horse.
Exactly. One of my favorite songs from their new album, First Rodeo, this is Tiny Horse with Kiss Me.
Why we talking, we should be kissing. Oh, this is just my love. Come on, girl. Sunflower Bean, Moment in the Sun.
And that brings us to the end of our inaugural Sky's the Limit show. I'm so glad that all of you could join us tonight for our summer pop session. You can follow us on Instagram at Sky's the Limit, CFRC. We will post sort of every Wednesday, sometime in the morning, early afternoon, what we're going to be playing that night. So you can keep yourselves updated on every theme that we're going to play.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah.
Gonna span some genres this year.
It's a new store every week.
We're gonna finish off tonight with a song that might be a little depressing for some. I don't know, but
maybe
also
nostalgic for some,
but also I think that it's one of those end of summer songs that it's very just bittersweet, and the song makes you feel good, but also it's about endings.
Mm-hmm. And it's a specific song, I feel like, but this is sounds funny, but in a general sense,
yeah,
where there's
no,
specific
100%.
Lyrics, it's a specific story, but then the music that's accompanying the lyrics makes it like more of a nostalgic feeling, I think, and you can associate it with your own memories and experiences.
Oh, 100%. I completely agree with you on that. Yeah, totally.
So it's a nice closer.
It's a nice closer. It's the perfect song to end our first show. We're going to be here with you every Wednesday at 6 p.m., so don't miss out. Check us out on cfrc.ca to see our program page. We link to our Instagram and our official playlist there, where we backlog all of our music. To finish off, though, this is ABBA with Our Last Summer.
The feeling right, the Paris night, it is best to please us. And strolling down the Elysee, we had a drink in each cafe.
Rest and roll. is Harry. How dull it seems, yet you're the hero of my dreams. I can still recall our last summer. I still see love. Walks along the Seine, laughing in the rain. Our last summer, memories that remain. I can still recall our last summer. I still see love. In the tourist jam, round the Notre Dame. Our last summer, walking hand in hand. Paris restaurants, our last summer, morning croissant.
Did you know that turtles are getting hit by cars?
You should go slow in wetlands because turtles might be crossing the road for food or to lay eggs.
We can also help by getting stickers to put on our cart saying, I brake for turtles.
You can put a brake on vehicle collisions. To learn more, go to sandypineswildlife.org.
This message was brought to you by the